This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Hey everyone, my name is Chris Lambert, and on this channel we talk Kanye West, and we just made a video going over all three of these posts with special emphasis on these restrictions that Gap and Adidas would put on Ye, which is just wild. But I wanted to double back and make a separate video specifically about this post right here, where Ye says, "Magically, no production companies have been willing to produce my Yeezy Season 9 fashion show in Paris on October 3rd. So the big thing here is that Ye is doing a fashion show in Paris, Yeezy Season 9. It's the first Yeezy season in a minute and the first one that's had a fashion show in a minute. Kind of a big deal. So I wanted to go through this post right here, the tumultuous story of Kanye West Yeezy so far, which when I looked it up, it was just every Yeezy season show so far, a look back, and they changed the title, which is kind of funny. But one just thing of note, like, what's he mean by no production companies? I don't know. It seems like because he posted it with a board of the directors of Gap, it seems maybe production companies aren't wanting to handle doing this show because of blowback in the fashion community coming specifically from people connected to Gap and the board of Gap, and there being some kind of politicking going on where they're like, hey, don't work with him. Essentially like a blacklisting, a blackballing. And I would expect Gap to have that power in the high-level fashion world, but maybe these people have enough connections that that's the case. I'm sure Ye will be able to find somebody that's willing to work with him to put on the show. The only other thing I could think of would be if he's trying to show Gap clothing, like he wants to do a fashion show for Yeezy Gap or the Yeezy Gap Balenciaga stuff, which is something he talked about. He had a video that he had posted a couple weeks back of him talking to the board of Gap and saying, we haven't done a fashion show, we should do a fashion show. So maybe he wants to do like a fashion show and it's involving Gap products. And because it's involving Gap products, none of these companies will do the production since Gap's not okaying the fashion show. Maybe it's something Ye is trying to do independently. But if it's just Ye products, then maybe it has to do here too with them trying to like restrict him, like, hey, you can't show any clothing because that's in breach of the contract. But Yeezy seasons, I know a lot of y'all have joined Ye fandom like 2019, 2020, 2021, even 2022. So the Yeezy seasons might be something that you've heard about or aren't quite familiar with. They really started after 2011, right? It's fair to say that the ride to Yeezy Season 8 hasn't been entirely smooth sailing. Ever since Kanye West presented his first fashion show at Paris Fashion Week in 2011, his relationship with the critics could be described as volatile. I was on record, there's no record of it, but back in 2011 when Ye had his first fashion show, I thought it looked pretty good and it did. People hated it. People were really critical of it, especially some of the actual, like, even if it looked okay, the actual like stitching and sewing and all of that had issues, which might have been where some of the high fashion people were like really going after him, was the actual construction of the materials. But his relationship with the critics could be described as volatile, to say the least. Some collections have been labeled brilliant, others anything but. One thing everyone agrees on is that the Yeezy circus is never boring. Unpredictability has become part of Yeezy's allure. Even the snootiest of naysayers can't take their eyes off it because they don't want to miss what might happen next. That West has some serious design chops is beyond doubt at this point, but the unfolding soap opera often relegates the actual clothing to a minor role. Ahead of tonight's Season 8 show, we take a look back at the Yeezy story so far. And this was like 2 years ago, so it's 2020 was the last time we got a Yeezy season. Man, it just brings back some memories. So Yeezy Season 1, this is it right here. You can see like some of these backpacks, a lot of the neutral tones throughout. So like if you've seen Skim products, this is where they got their color palette. Ye's been on this color palette for a minute, though this has more like white and gray than I remember being in these initial runs. But the green was like omnipresent. Like green and browns were very popular. And this was with Vanessa Beecroft, and Vanessa Beecroft is very much about like still lifes, like having the human body up for observation and really having people like just stand there for long, long, long periods of time, which can be, I'm sure, like impressive in ways, but it's also so stagnant that it can also feel like a little like move, you know, move. The Yeezy Roadshow began 5 years ago at New York Fashion Week. Virgil Abloh, Jerry Lorenzo, and a then unknown Georgian by the name of Demna Vassalia were but a few of the names to work on West's inaugural collection. Yeah, Demna Balenciaga, right? So that's one of the things that, you know, Ye talks about is just like early on, he and Demna were very close. Created in tandem with Adidas Originals, West enlisted contemporary artist Vanessa Beecroft, I already said that, to oversee the presentation, which saw models and influencers, including a fledgling Lucas Sabat, don the clothing with the deadest of dead eye stares. If the vibe felt dystopian, that was the whole point. West claimed in his show notes that the collection was part informed by the 2011 London riots. I was living in London at the time and saw the way the kids wanted the clothes, and I didn't have the skill set to do more inexpensive clothes, West told the now defunct Style. This designer said to me one time, we were looking at something online. This looks like a really bad couture designer that no one knows. Think about the idea of a really terrible couture designer, which there are a lot of. I didn't have the skill set to do inexpensive clothes. Okay. Season one, mostly well received by critics and the onlooking audience. So season one is different. This is 2015. He's working with Adidas Originals at this point, apparently. But it's different than the 2011 stuff. When he did his first runway show in 2011, I think he did a second one in 2012. And that was also pans, even though I still thought some of the ideas were cool. Yeezy season one, though, was kind of a revamp and relaunch, and the cut was much better. The looks were a lot cleaner. This bomber jacket had people talking. Much better received. Okay. Season one, mostly well received by critics and the onlooking audience, they include Jay-Z and Beyonce, was an early signifier of the design codes, drapey silhouettes, muted color palettes, and military nods that would come to associate with Yeezy. Yeah, the military nods were really like present in the first few seasons, and then it seemed Ye started switching to more like basic utilitarian blue collar looks rather than like military looks. That would come to associate with Yeezy, the most in-demand sneaker in the world at the time, the Yeezy Boost 750 and the then unknown 350 would also be debuted in official capacity. Yeah, can we see? I don't see any 350s there, but you can see the 350s on Ye here. And just like, what a look, right? Yeezy season two was cool. And you see like a similar thing going on, right? Neutral tones, like a lot of draping, a little like maybe less draping in some of the looks, but still you get a lot of like flowing, a lot of loose looks, like just something that seems very like Greek streets. I don't know. Like I see this guy and I think like somebody just walking the streets of Greece feeling very like comfortable. When it was announced that Adidas Originals would no longer be involved on the Yeezy apparel front, rumors abounded that a luxury Parisian fashion house would take over production and distribution. This did not transpire. Instead, West would face a lawsuit 2 years later when a sourcing agent claimed she was cut out of the deal for collections 2, 3, and 4, with final arrangements made between Turkish manufacturers and the Yeezy holding company. Not everyone was happy when West revealed his last-minute decision to show at New York Fashion Week. Smaller designers bemoaned how the media hoopla would detract attention from their presentations. Selfish, which were going on at the same time. Perhaps they had a point. Deep breath. Kim Kardashian, Kylie Jenner, Kendall Jenner, who is relegated to the second row, Drake, Jaden Smith, Lorde, Ricardo Tisci, 2 Chainz, Tyga, Courtney Love, Seth Meyers, Andre Leon Talley, and Anna Wintour were just some of the names to attend the sophomore New York Fashion Week show. As real-life drill sergeants called out groups of 4 model sets commanding them to march, the clothing, not a world different from season one, with John Elliott's said to have played a big role in the design, felt almost inconsequential. This was a demonstration of West's power when it comes to commanding headlines. And then we got Yeezy Season 3, the ultimate Yeezy season, the one where Life of Pablo debuted. It was the listening party, but you had this hour-long fashion show first, and then the Yeezy season. This guy caught my attention, but this was like very different. It still had the muted color palettes. You got a lot of like jackets and coats, but not all of the clothes were actually like Yeezy stuff, which is interesting. But if season two is glamorous, season three was from another stratosphere altogether. 20,000 people crammed into Madison Square Garden while many millions more watched on from theaters and laptops around the world as West unveiled his fashion show / Life of Pablo. Jessam Tunkuskwerk. Oh god. Gizmikuskuskwerk. Gessam Kunstwerk. Oh, should have said that one in my head first. West took to the sound booth with his laptop, flanked by the likes of Vic Mensa, Virgil Abloh, and Pusha T, running through the album at ear-splitting volume. It was really loud. I imagine going to Listening Party 1 at Mercedes-Benz Stadium, we couldn't hear anything. Like when Jay-Z was on at Jail at the very end, the audience was just like, somebody else is singing. Word had to spread. People going, that's Jay-Z, that's Jay-Z. From seeing it like on their phones or one person being like, I think that's Jay-Z. But the audio was so loud and bad quality that you couldn't tell. And I imagine from some of the people I talked to, it was similar. But I was in the movie theater with a ton of people, and the audio was great. But he then passed the aux cord to members of his squad, who took turns choosing tracks of their own. We can have a party and keep playing music till the curfew, he remarked, although momentarily halted the music to show a teaser video for a mobile game, only one, remember that? That depicted his late mother traveling through the gates of heaven. The game would never see the light of day. During the Beecroft-directed show, which was heralded as West's strongest to date and included model turns from bubbling rappers like Lil Yachty and Young Thug, West thanked Adidas for covering the venue fee. When members of the crowd started to chant F Nike, the rapper egged them on before stopping short when one overzealous attendee brought Michael Jordan's name into it. Not F Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan is our boy, West scolded. I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for Michael Jordan. Respect Jordan. This was an evening that would go down in fashion history. And as much as positive, I know some of you want me to hold on that one, as positive as Yeezy Season 3 was, Yeezy Season 4 was just like the opposite, a complete and utter catastrophe, because he had the models. It started like 4 hours. Well, we'll just let them tell it. How do you follow up an extravaganza like the Garden exactly? West again aimed for the stars, but instead incurred the wrath of just about every editor in New York with his hastily planned women's only Yeezy Season 4 show. Where anticipation ahead of Yeezy shows had been tempered, people had high hopes this time around, with the sense that West was beginning to win over his fashion detractors who previously claimed he should stick to music. That relationship was about to be strained once more. Guests, including Pharrell and Spike Jonze, received invites at 4:30 a.m. and made their way to Roosevelt Island in New York City's East River. So it wasn't just like, go to New York. It was, you had to go to an island in New York for this show when everyone else is doing their stuff like in Midtown, Manhattan, the Village, like Harlem, Upper East Side. You have Ye taking people out to Roosevelt Island. And they went because it's Ye, right? The show took place in Four Freedoms Park, a triangular grassy mall that sits atop a marble staircase. High snobiety. I never know how to say it. Editorial director Jean DeLeon, who was in attendance that day, described the madness. Ascending the staircase revealed the first part of the show, another Beecroft phalanx of female models and bodysuits, no doubt feeling the brunt of the 85-degree day, where a clear sky made sunlight especially harsh. Some models fainted from heat exhaustion, but soldiered on. At one point, an attendee helped out a model with a bottle of water. Yeah. Model Amina Blue gave up about two-thirds into the runway and took off her stiletto heels. Another model had been struggling the entire time and at the end almost stopped her walk, creating a traffic jam. It appeared one of her heels had broken, and she was trying her best not to fall. Luckily, Bergdorf Goodman, men's fashion director Bruce Pask, got out of his seat and helped her to the end of the runway. Some of the more memorable pieces included a series of camo looks that ranged from traditional woodland to a more artistic, exploded rendition of disruptive pattern material that looked great as a kaguli? Kaguli. Okay, on a pair of cargo shorts. The sun might have been hot that day, but the press fallout was blistering. He made people, like, this doesn't even get to the fact that it started like 2.5 hours late or 3 hours late, which is especially crazy because there was so much press there and they had to go to other shows. So this put everybody else on hold as they were waiting for Ye's show to end so they could start their shows, which just like inconvenienced a ton of people for New York Fashion Week. So was it just that people were upset about how the models were treated and the fact that the shoes weren't necessarily in great condition for the models to even walk in, or that they were all sitting out in heat for so long? It's that it complicated all of their jobs, ended up being disrespectful to other designers that had shows that day, and just was like a problem. And they let like they let loose. The articles that were coming out at this time were so mean, like very, very mean. The sun might have been hot. Yeah. What was this? West attracted criticism, not just for the show's poor execution, but the controversial casting call, which asked for no makeup and multiracial women only. 4 years on, and season 4 still ranks as one of the most infamous fashion shows since the turn of the millennium. Despite that, a Yeezy representative claimed that at the time, the collection was the most successful to date in terms of wholesale orders. So that's good. And then Yeezy season 5 here, you still had some of the, you can see some of the military pants there, and maybe we can click on this a little bit. What? No, get rid of that. Oh, some of the all black coming in. But some different jacket looks. Was this the one where we had, there was some like new song that played, I think, for a few minutes, and people were just like, what is this song? I don't think this is the one where Wolves played. But no, because Yeezy season, oh, wow. No, that was Yeezy season 2 then, because Yeezy season 3 was Life of Pablo. Okay. Never mind. Forget I was even talking about that. But if you can see, like, it feels almost a little bit like the jacket, like the Yeezy Gap jacket, right? If season 4 was a hot mess, season 5 got things back on track. There were no fainting models or aux cable issues. Rather, this was a nimbly executed, focused showcase. Hell, not only did West show up on time, but he sportingly changed slots when his show overlapped with a fellow designer's. A remix song by The Dream. I should just read. I should stop thinking ahead and just read. Yeah, it was a remix song by The Dream. Played as models were beamed onto a three-story, four-sided LED. I think it was like a 14-minute runtime for the song, or a 15-minute runtime, and it was cool. Four-sided LED screen before appearing in person, perhaps a reaction to the fact people in attendance at the MSG show complained they couldn't actually make out what was happening from the bleachers. The clothing was strong, moving away from the blanched Yeezy Soldier palette in flavor of denim for the first time, and an altogether sportier aesthetic that introduced Calabasas and Lost Hills. At the time, this was rumored to be the name of West's collaborative album with Drake. Calabasas is the new Abu Dhabi. Branding, as well as Gore-Tex pieces, West also debuted the Yeezy Runner, his contribution to the then burgeoning chunky sneaker markets. For streetwear kids who craved logos, this was the collection they had dreamed of. Fashion editors, meanwhile, were just happy they weren't being struck down with sunburn. Yeah, nice inside dark space. And then Yeezy Season 6, what happens when we try to view this post? Okay, So 2 years on, this is not available. Season 6 represented a departure for West. There was no accompanying live showcase for the first time. A New York Fashion Week date was canceled and rumors of a Paris showing failed to materialize. Instead, it all went down on social media. Heralded in some quarters as West's smartest work to date, the accompanying campaign lookbook replicated paparazzi shots of Kim Kardashian while out and about in Calabasas. Things got even more meta when a roll call of Hollywood celebs, including Paris Hilton, Amina Blue, Sarah Snyder, and adult actress Layla Starr, not to mention a host of less familiar faces, then copied Kardashian's look before plastering the results all over Instagram, which, according to the fashion law expert Julie Zerbo, was most probably illegal. Really? Huh. Why was that illegal? Wait. No. Wait. Come back here. No. What are you doing? Upgrade. You've hit enterprise exclusive content. I don't want enterprise exclusive content. Wait. Prince friendly. Wow. Okay. Wait. Just give me one more second. Bear with me. Copy link. Jesus. Print-friendly page is generating. There we go. Yeah, see these? There, you learned something. If you weren't learning anything up to this point, you now have learned something. Print-friendly. So these were the shots. Like, Kim was pictured, or is that Kim? Wearing all these Yeezy season looks. Oh, that's Sophie Mudd. This is Amina Blue. Yeah, see, you can see the similarities in that picture to that picture. But all the looks were these paparazzi shots, and very different and very like female driven. It was like a female driven Yeezy season. But Kanye West took Instagram by storm on Tuesday when a string of photos, hashtag Yeezy Season 6, began to appear. The images themselves, which were posted by Instagram models, influencers, and friends of the Kimye camp, bear a striking resemblance to the paparazzi-style photograph starring Kim Kardashian that West released late last year to promote his Yeezy Season 6 collection. Was Tuesday's Instagram flood a coincidence? Of course not. Kanye West, the marketing genius, was at it again. As Elle's Nikki Oganake wrote on Tuesday, just days before New York Fashion Week, Mr. West had enlisted friends of the brand to reenact these iconic Kim moments. Instagram models, influencers, and friends of the brand rolled out in photos in the same looks and locations. Kristen Noel Crawley, Jordan Woods, Amina Blue, and many others have gotten in on the action. It's different, it's modern, it's buzzworthy, it's everything that most fashion brands are not at the moment. But here's something you will not read in others' coverage of this noteworthy fashion moment. It just might be illegal. Yes, it seems that neither Mr. West nor anyone in his camp learned anything from the April 2015 Instagram campaign that Lord and Taylor pioneered. If you think back to April 2015, there's a chance your Instagram feed was flooded with posts featuring a certain paisley print dress from Lord and Taylor. Everyone from influencers like Ariel Sharnas of Something Navy to Nylon Magazine were promoting the same salmon colored dress from the retailer's new design lab collection. Much like the latest Yeezy Season 6 stunts, the slew of Lord & Taylor Design Lab posts were not a coincidence. It turns out that Lord & Taylor had enlisted help. The retailer gave the dress to 50 select fashion influencers and paid them $1,000 to $4,000 to post a photo of an Instagram of themselves wearing the dress and attributing it to its new design lab, but without disclosing that payment had changed hands or that they received the dress for free. The details of the Lord & Taylor advertising scheme came out in waves. Started with the Federal Trade Commission, an independent government agency tasked with promoting consumer protection and eliminating and preventing anti-competitive business practices, initiated an investigation in 2015. Thereafter, the FTC filed a formal case in which it alleged that Lord & Taylor had facilitated the presentation of native advertising as objective content. And ultimately, in March 2016, the parties reached a settlement. In accordance with the party's settlement agreement, Lord & Taylor is barred from presenting content that it pays for as coming from an independent source, such as a magazine or influencer. This is where the orchestrated Yeezy posts come in. The campaigns, both the original with Kim and the latest group posts starring the Insta models, could prove to be wildly problematic, largely because there's a very good chance that most consumers have no idea that any of the imagery is actually part of a formal ad campaign, and that the models are likely being compensated in some way, even if it's just free clothes, to post these images on their accounts. That was the point of the Yeezy photos, after all. It says the FTC has stated that only a significant minority of consumers need to be confused or misled. Huh. Regardless of whether most Instagram users can identify the commercial nature of the Yeezy post or not, what is clear in the case at hand is that there is a material connection at play between the Yeezy brand and the many individuals enlisted. Okay, well, nothing ever happens. So screenshots of the post, of which there were literally hundreds, then appeared in cities across Europe and North America. Yeah, that was cool. They started like posting these things all around. The experiment is sure to spike online sales, wrote Vogue at the time. The sheer reach and like count of Yeezy Season 6 testifies to West's skill at wrangling that other commodity, our collective attention. Marketing 101, Kanye West style. Then Yeezy Season 7. Yeezy Season 7 stockists were invited to a showroom that was empty. It was an unexpected meeting, explaining that there won't be any apparel or accessories for Season 7, as Kanye West couldn't do what he wanted to achieve with this collection. Huh. Season 7 was unusual in that it was something of a non-event. Once again, West utilized wife Kardashian as his secret weapon, this time on the streets of Tokyo. Possibly having had their fingers burnt by the murky legalese that surrounded Season 6, there was no follow-up by their celebrity friends. Still, if the public reaction was muted, then at least the clothing fizzed, arriving in neon colors antithetical to the dour palette traditionally associated with the brand. And then Kim, how can a verified account represent Yeezy with false information? You do not work for Yeezy and not affiliated. How are you going to believe an account that posts fake colorways? Oh, that was Kim going after the Yeezy Mafia. Yeah, that's right. Yet nothing ever runs entirely smooth in the world of Yeezy. In a now removed tweet, serial leaker account Yeezy Mafia claimed that brand buyers and stockists were invited to a showroom for the collection's reveal, but were actually met with an empty room, allegedly owed to the fact West felt he could execute his ideas and decided to drop the designs from the upcoming release, focusing instead on footwear. Almost straight away, Kardashian West clapped back, tweeting that the account couldn't be trusted and bemoaning its blue verified tick. Yeah, these were outfits. You can look them up. They were like bright blue, like a sky blue, a neon orange. And it was just like Kim and her sisters were kind of wearing these in Tokyo. And then Season 8. Yeezy showed his 8th collection during an off-schedule runway show at Paris Fashion Week, following cues from an invitation that included rattlesnake eggs. West took editors to the futuristic Espace Niemeyer, home of the French Communist Party, designed by famed architect Oscar Niemeyer. The collection was sparse, with a total of 18 looks and no menswear. It was a familiar vibe of post-apocalyptic athleisure, crop jackets, puffas, bras, and windbreakers, all in the muted green, yellow, and beige colorway of Yeezy's previous seasons, with puffa boots and slides on foot. For the first time, there was also a graphic tee. Its artwork depicted an angel bestowing a blessing, clearly connected to West's emphasis on religion. As he told High Snobiety backstage, "Now that I'm married, now that I have 2 daughters, now that I'm saved, I think about the way I use clothes and the way I present the models, and it's a whole different mentality to have." Speaking of daughters, West's firstborn North, dressed in head-to-toe Yeezy, closed the show singing a rendition of a 5-year-old singer Zaza's hit, "What I Do," as the models walked around the building. Man, that was 2020. I would have thought that was like 2021 or 2022 that happened. That's crazy. But that's the history of Yeezy season. So if we're getting a Yeezy season 9, it goes into good company. And the fact that it's having issues already makes it par for the course. So that's it for this video. Until next time, stay wavy and keep it loopy. Cheers.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.